When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm a little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 92, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to this week's new releases and more. So hello! I'm excited about today's show. I'm excited about the books I'm going to tell you about, and I'm also excited about our sponsor, because this episode is sponsored by Mike Mignola's Hellboy. Heck yeah! This year, 2019, is the 25th anniversary of Hellboy's first full comics appearance, which was Seed of Destruction, published in March of 1994 by Dark Horse Comics. Hellboy Day was celebrated on March 23rd this year around the world in recognition of 25 years of Hellboy and to celebrate Mike Mignola's beloved character and universe. Events took place at comic shops and bookstores around the globe. The new Hellboy movie, starring David Harbour in the title role, premieres in theaters on April 12th, 2019. The storyline of the movie draws on the comic stories Darkness Calls, The Wild Hunt, and The Storm and the Fury, written by Mignola with art by Duncan Fegredo and Dave Stewart. When Mike Mignola released the Hellboy series in 1994, starting with Seed of Destruction, he introduced the world to the Right Hand of Doom, the Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense, and one of the most iconic comic book characters and universes of all time. Hellboy has appeared in graphic novels and comic books, prose novels and short story collections, two animated features, two live-action features, toy lines, and all manners of merchandise. In these omnibus collections, for the first time ever, Dark Horse Books has published Mike Mignola's award-winning Hellboy stories collected in chronological order. The omnibus volumes are an ideal entry point for new readers. You're recommended to start with either of the two short story volumes, or begin at the beginning with Seed of Destruction Volume 1. The Wild Hunt, which is included in Volume 3, is the basis for the upcoming film. So we will have a link to those books in the show notes. I'm really excited. I was like, okay, remake, a little excited, but then I saw the trailer, and I saw Baba Yaga's Chicken Leg House, which I have a tattoo of from the Hellboy comics, because she plays a part in his origin story, and I got really, really excited. So, I'm looking forward to the movie, which is just a couple days away from when I'm recording this, actually, so that's exciting. And speaking of chicken legs, I was thinking about this week's releases and Descendant of the Crane by Joan He, which came out, I talked about it on the news show. It's a YA fantasy about a princess who thinks her father, the king, has been murdered. So she has to talk to a soothsayer who gives her advice, but soothsayers are outlawed, so she can't tell anyone where she got the advice. And there's a courtroom drama in a YA fantasy, which was just amazing. I loved this book so much. And I was thinking about other titles of books that have birds in them. Not like the word bird, which I think I've done before on the show, but like bird names, like bluebirds and crows and stuff like that. So I thought I would kick it off with Bluebird, Bluebird by Attica Locke, which won the Edgar last year. It's about a black Texas Ranger named Darren Matthews. He doesn't have an easy time being a black Texas Ranger in Texas to begin with, and now he's gotten himself into some hot water, so his boss has sent him off to investigate these two deaths in this little teeny tiny town called Lark. And one of the people who has died is a black lawyer from Chicago, and the other person who has died is a local white woman. And he's trying to figure out if these deaths are related. And while he's doing that, he runs afoul of the local gang. There's like a biker gang, super racist, horrible, awful people. And they're not happy that he's in town. And he also kind of falls for the lawyer's wife, who's there to find out what's going on. And then at the end of this book, something happens that, like, made me stand up and shout, "What?" Which was so great. Like, I cannot wait for the next one, which is coming out this fall. And also, it's going to be an FX series. I don't know when, but they've been working on it for a while, so I hope soon. So that's Bluebird, Bluebird by Attica Locke. And then there's the Nevermore, The Trials of Morrigan Crow, which I have talked about a million times, but I just want to mention again briefly because I love this series. It's by Jessica Townsend. The first book, again, is called Nevermore, and I think this could be like the next Harry Potter. I love this middle grade series. It's about a young girl who has a horrible life growing up in her town, and on her 11th birthday, someone shows up and says, you know, I'm going to take you away to this place called Nevermore, and it's going to be great. You're going to go to school. You have this special talent. You're actually really special. Whereas like in your life, day to day, people have been telling you you're not. It's a lot more complicated than that, but I've talked about it so many times. I'm just going to keep moving. So that's Nevermore, The Trials of Morrigan Crow by Jessica Townsend. And then a book I haven't read, but I think I mentioned when I was organizing my books, I found 3 copies of it. So I must be really excited to read it, even though I still haven't read it, which is Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. I bought it 3 times. So it's the first in the duology of the Grishaverse. And I know all of you love it. And someone had to have told me to read it. And it's going to be a Netflix series soon. So that's exciting. So I do look forward to reading that. Maybe next week on my vacation, I'll check it out. So that's Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. And then an oldie but a goodie, which it's The Crow Road by Ian Banks, who is a great Scottish writer, passed away a few years ago. People don't talk about Ian Banks anymore, but he has some really great works. This one is kind of like a dysfunctional family novel with a missing uncle. And the main character, whose name I'm forgetting now, which I did not write down, he's got some issues. He's got some issues with his father. There's lots of things going on. You know, he's in love and there's issues with like sex and school. It's like a coming of age novel, but it's a little more twisted. Possibly the greatest first line in a novel. It was the day my grandmother exploded. Can you top that? No, it's amazing. So that's The Crow Road by Ian Banks. And another book that you don't hear people mention often, but it's actually like one of the biggest books in the world, is Wild Swans, 3 Daughters of China by Yung Chang. This book has been translated into 30 languages since it was published in 1991. It sold 10 million copies, which according to at least 2015 at the time, it was the highest selling nonfiction paperback in the world. And it was banned in China when it came out. And as far as I know, it's still banned in China. But this is her memoir about 3 generations of women in her family and Mao's impact on their lives and the Cultural Revolution, first starting with her grandmother and then her mother and then her own experiences before she left the country. It's a really intimate look at that time period that we don't hear about a lot, and it's wonderful. So that is Wild Swans, 3 Daughters of China by Yung Chang. And getting back to Chicken Legs, this isn't really a backlist because it came out in September, but it's worth mentioning. It's The House with Chicken Legs by Sophie Anderson. It's about a young girl who, her name is Marinka, and she lives with her grandmother who is a Yagat, and she's not allowed to have any friends because she's going to be trained to be a Yagat, like to travel the world in her chicken leg house and go places, so you can't really interact with humans. So Marinka is like really bummed about this because she just wants a human friend. So she breaks the rules and makes a friend, and it causes all kinds of chaos. And her grandmother disappears, and now she has to find her. And you travel around in her chicken leg house. Because, I mean, she doesn't have a human, but she does have a chicken leg house. So that's pretty cool. Also, one of our Book Riot staff members is from the Ukraine, and he was telling me one time we were at BEA, he was like, hey, there's a new Baba Yaga book, you know, on that table over there. And I realized I'd been saying it wrong the whole time because I've been saying Baba Yaga. So it's kind of cool to say Baba Yaga because then, like, know what you're saying. But that's how we learn. So that was The House with Chicken Legs, and it's by Sophie Anderson. And today for Dealer's Choice, I want to mention I just picked up The Memory Police by Yoko Ogawa. It's translated by Steven Snyder, who I believe translated her other books. I'm super excited about this novel. It's being called an Orwellian novel about state surveillance. And if you've never read her, she's wonderful. She wrote The Housekeeper and The Professor, which I know I've mentioned before. And in a complete 180, she wrote Revenge, which is 11 tales of, you can guess, revenge. So if you've never read her, I would pick those 2 up. And I hope that this one is just as marvelous. And that's it for me this week, book lovers. Reminder again that you can find a link in the show notes to the Hellboy Omnibus. We thank them for sponsoring. Woo, Hellboy. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Maria Cristina Garcia Lynch to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.